Phil Simms, Hall of Fame quarterback, New York Giants, works for the New York Giants. He's like a consultant and helps him out and does some things with him. Mm-hmm. Was on the podcast Up and Adams with Kay Adams. And Kay asked him, okay, you have Jackson Dart there. You're looking, you know, for a head coach. Would you want, she said, would you want an older coach who had been there, done that? Would you want an up-and-coming coordinator? What kind of coach for your Jackson Dart? This is exactly what she said. And this is what Phil Simms had to say after he said, well, I work for the Giants, blah, 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 blah. And then he said, well, let me pick one guy. And he picked our guy.
Like Kevin Stefanski, why would you hire him? I don't like his offenses when I see him and how they run and what the plays are. I love it. I mean, I think it's unbelievable. He's the guy, if you're a quarterback and you got some talent, if you get Kevin Stefanski as your head coach or offensive coordinator, doesn't matter. You got a chance to be really good.
That's Phil Simms, former Giants quarterback on the Up and Adams podcast. We thank them for that sound.
He missed the last 2 years of Cleveland Browns football?
He did say, if you're a quarterback and you have some talent.
Oh!
You miss that?
No. I definitely didn't. So what he's trying to say is, Shador Sanders Dylan Gabriel don't have talent.
I don't think he was trying to say that. It might have just come out that way. But he doesn't like Kevin Stefanski's offense. He loves it.
I would have loved to see Kevin Stefanski's offense the last couple of years. Was it something I said, Jeff?
Should we be having some firing remorse here?
No.
We get it. 3 wins, 5 wins, coaches get fired. We all understand that.
But there's two different messages that came out about that. You had Jimmy Haslam say, it was because 8 wins in 2 years, it's unacceptable. We're going to fix this. Fans are angry. We're angry. Yada, 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 right? Then Andrew Berry, a couple hours later, comes out and says, well, there just wasn't enough progress in certain areas independent of certain game outcomes. Those were his words. I'm paraphrasing his words, but that's what he said. Translation had nothing to do with them winning 5 games this year.
It's things that we saw other than wins and losses.
Right. So
maybe development of young quarterback.
So, I mean, I have been accused of being a Stefanski shill, and I'll wear that. I don't care.
I have to.
I have tremendous respect for him. I like him as a person. He's a great guy.
And I don't think he did a great job the last 2 years.
The Kevin Stefanski that you saw in the press conferences is not the Kevin Stefanski that I know. It was intentional. It is intentional. He doesn't like making headlines with his quotes. I've tried to explain that to folks. And again, as I've said today, press conferences are not for your entertainment as fans, even though they have been turned into entertainment and engagement farming and all those type of things. with the format of them and how they're run across the country. But I think that there's something to be said for it. He did all he could here. He did good work here over 6 years. The last 2 years did not go well. The offense was unwatchable. The personnel he was given to work with, unwatchable. But, you know, it is what it is. And I wish him well. I wish him all the success wherever he goes. I sincerely mean that. I'm not just saying that. If he ends up in Atlanta, hey, you know what? I hope he helps that organization, you know, be successful and get to the playoffs and all those type of things. Same thing with the Giants, which, by the way, I think that's Harbaugh's job to lose because I think that's what's going to happen.
He's going to get the first choice of jobs.
Right, and once he gets hired, Kevin's going to get the second choice.
Yeah, then once he gets hired, watch the pieces fall into place.
Right, but I do think Kevin's a good coach. I don't think he's a dummy, as some fans have called him, by any stretch of the imagination. You don't get to where he's at by that.
I think you
can do dumb things, but that doesn't make you a dummy. And look, Kevin did some dumb things. But guess what, Jeff? All head coaches do dumb things.
Yes, they do.
It's whether or not your players are good enough to overcome said dumb things. Because the play of your players, right, ends up being the reflection of the head coach. And I don't think anyone can argue that the offensive personnel that Kevin Stefanski was given the last 2 years
was up to snuff.
Put him in a position to be successful, to give the offense that apparently Phil Sims loves.
It's interesting because we just heard what Phil Sims had to say. I don't like the offense. I love it. We've had Mike Martz on the show many times over the last 5-6 years. And Mike, of course, the architect of the Rams offense, the greatest show on turf, and a really good offensive coach. Mike has praised Kevin's offense for years.
Here's the thing.
And I think those two things are interesting, and what you just said, I think, is on the money.
But do they love the whiteboard, or do they love what they see on film?
I think they like it. I think they like both. I know Mike did, but what you just said, though, Darrell, I think is right. The personnel Kevin was given to work with the last couple of years just didn't allow him to do what he wanted to do.
Right.
I also think it was probably a bad move for him either to bring in Ken Dorsey and not give him play calling immediately, and then to change midstream. And then Tommy Reese.
Which, by the way, I don't think wanted to bring in Ken Dorsey, but that's neither here nor there.
Probably not. And then changing midstream again. Giving up play calling 2 years in a row is not a good look.
And I've said this. It's the just throw your hands up and say, the heck with it.
Yeah.
That's how I felt about it. Because he didn't want Ken Dorsey, so fine. You brought this guy in. This isn't working. Fine. He can call the plays and deal with it. I'm washing my hands of it. This isn't what I signed up for. And then, you know, they promote Tommy Reese.
Trading away two veteran quarterbacks and once the season was underway.
And you
got to
play Dylan Gabriel, who refuses to throw the football more than 5 yards down the field. And eventually Shador Sanders, who will throw it 30 yards down the field, but risk it getting intercepted. And you're just like, what the heck? Again, like, all right, fine. You know what, Tommy? At some point, you're going to learn to call plays anyway. We ain't any good. We're throwing rookies out there. You have at it.
Let's go.
And look, I get it. I understand it. And honestly, I'm Team Kevin on that because I'm not going to be a hypocrite. If I was in Kevin's position, that would have been my approach and attitude too. 100%. So I can't sit here and criticize Kevin for doing something that if I were in his shoes with the same scenario, I would have done the same thing.
Starting to feel like he's going to end up, I've thought all along the best places for him would be if he gets the Giants job, that's a big job for him. And I think he would do well there. I think the New York media wouldn't love what he does from a press conference standpoint.
They would hate him.
Yeah.
Because he's not worried about providing content.
Correct. I think Atlanta would be a really good fit for him, and I like their team enough that I think he could really work with it.
I think he would kill it with Bijan Robinson.
Oh my God.
You kidding me?
Think about Nick Chubb here.
I know. That's my point.
And then
Bijan Robinson is Nick Chubb I was going to say on steroids, but that's the wrong phrase to use.
Bijan's even better than Nick. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, he's like the level, you know, in your Madden, your level up.
Yeah.
Nick Chubb was great, okay? He was. Bijan Robinson is
even better.
Is like even a next level.
Yeah.
You know, just because of what he does, like in the passing game, too.
And interestingly enough, Kirk Cousins is still under contract there. The word is there, you know, he's going to get cut and everything else.
You like
else.
That?
Oh. Well, yeah, you like that? But he reworked his deal. In case you missed it, Kevin took out an ad in the Plain Dealer and thanked the Browns fans. And it's in typical Kevin fashion, it's short and it's sweet. He said, letter to the dog pound. Thank you for your incredible support over the last 6 seasons. I had a front row seat to the unmatched passion of Browns fans. The roars and barks from the crowd will always stay with me. Please know that I will always be indebted to this city, this community, and you, the fans of the Cleveland Browns.
He's just such a
he's a regular guy.
He's a regular guy. He's a good human being. He is infinitely smarter than I ever will be. And he doesn't present himself that way. He was always respectful, even when I asked dumb questions. He was never condescending.
Dumb questions?
I'm sure I had a few in there. But Yeah, I just he's an easy person to root for. It stinks the Browns had to move on from him.
We understand the moving on.
Yeah, but it's part of the business. Yep. I mean, the moment you're hired, you've actually been hired to be fired. The only question is, when?
How much money do you have guaranteed coming to you when you get?
Well,
canned?
There's that too. How good the severance package looks, yeah. Right? But you know, I mean, it's just the nature of the business. It is. He's going to go somewhere and he's going to be successful because he's a good person. He's a good football coach. You know, I'm not going to miss his press conferences. I'm not going to lie, but I will miss him as a coach and a human being.
It seems as if, you know, NFL teams, and this isn't any different than usual, maybe just shuffling the deck chairs, as they say. You know, if Mike McDaniel ends up here and Kevin ends up in Atlanta, and you know, we'll see who lands where. And
I was kind of hoping Kevin would go to Baltimore. Harbaugh would come here.
Oh my God, I thought the same thing.
You know how much fun that would have been?
It could be ugly. Playoffs, NFL, among other things going on right now. NFL Rapid Fire coming up next. You're on Baskin and Phelps. Daryl's in for Andy. In behind the glass, running things like absolute crazy. We've had a lot of things going on today. It's been a lot of fun. Have some great guests and some good conversation about everything that's cooking. So it's been a blast, and I've enjoyed it. You can listen to us anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. And now you can find us all on YouTube. That includes Carmen and Lima, 6 to 10 a.m., Baskin and Phelps, 10 to 2, Afternoon Drive, Wilson, Peterlin, 2 to 7, each and every weekday on 92.3 The Fan's YouTube channel. You can subscribe to that channel for free. You can watch all the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan live and on demand right now. Mike McDaniel in town today. It's been kind of the overriding topic of the day. Former head coach of the Dolphins, 4 years, had some success, went to the playoffs a couple of times, mastermind of the offense. We've heard that about a number of guys. Where things stand now, not going to hold you to it, Daryl. Dano, get ready. Where things stand now, give me who do you really want and who do you think they get?
Well, there's only one guy that I want, and that's John Harbaugh.
Okay, we're in agreement.
My coaching search ended there.
We're in agreement.
But
if I got to move on from Harbaugh,
You know what?
Until he
is named, allow me to dream.
Oh, I want Harbaugh too. Don't think for half a sec I don't.
So do I. Now, 3 for 3.
But
then again, guys, why wouldn't you?
Right. Now here's the guy who I think they're going to get. Now, hold on to your chairs.
You're sticking to it, aren't you?
Dan Pitcher.
Okay.
Or I'm going to now throw in, only because he popped up, I know on the morning show, I guess, Anthony mentioned this, I think on last Thursday at the end of their show, Nate Shieldhouse, the pass game specialist for the Los Angeles Rams, now that he's been thrown in there, I'm going to say that the Browns are going to either hire Dan Pitcher or Nate Shieldhouse to be the next head coach, and I'm going to need a lot of liquor.
Wow. Shieldhouse's name came up out of nowhere. And bright young guy, you know, highly thought of working out there with McVay. But he's been in the NFL, is it 2 years?
Cup of coffee.
I think an offensive assistant and then pass game coordinator. And
I've got socks older than his NFL coaching experience.
I get the idea that Dan and I are in agreement. You want to find your own Sean McVay or your own Mike Tomlin or your own John Harbaugh.
Andrew Berry told you last Monday, Jeff. Like, he did. Like, I hammered it on my show yesterday. Like, I just kept playing the different clips. Like, these two names fit. Like, Andrew Berry told us what he was going to do. But to your point, they're going to look to find their next Sean McVay. Yeah. They're going to look to outsmart everyone in the NFL.
Is there anything to this? Does Barry want to steer the hiring to a guy who he knows he won't lose positioning to?
Well,
In other words, if Harbaugh gets hired, who's the top dog in the organization?
Right. It's going to be Harbaugh,
It could even be Mike McDaniel if he were to get hired. But if it's a coordinator du jour, you can be sure Andrew Barry stays as the top dog.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that they're... I will say this. Andrew Berry has never struck me as a person who's worried too much about self-preservation.
I agree. And he's a really smart guy.
Make that very clear.
Yep, I agree with that.
He doesn't come off as someone who worries about those type of things.
And he comes off very genuine. He seems like a nice fella.
Human nature is human nature. But I will say this. When Dan Pitcher is fired, when Nate Shieldhouse is fired, Andrew Berry will also be fired.
Dano, if you don't get your guy, what do you think they'll do? And Daryl just says Pitcher or
Shieldhouse,
whatever. We'll figure out exactly how to pronounce his name.
I think Jesse Minter is going to sit down in that room and wow them. Everybody you talk to involving Jesse Minter comes back impressed with him. And I wonder if that's what's going to happen, is that he's going to sit down and he's going to talk to Jimmy and he's going to talk to JW. He's going to talk to Andrew Berry and all those guys. And they're going to walk out and go, damn, that guy's got something. And as much as we love Jim Schwartz, that guy's got something.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Well, we've got another 12 minutes.
Is this Paul DePodesta's shortlist?
He left it in the drawer.
Just never erased the whiteboard.
Hey, you laugh, Jeff.
I know.
I'm dead serious here for a moment. I know that's shocking, me being serious for a moment, but is this Paul DePodesta's shortlist? Like, look at some of the guys on the list, right? Again, Dan Pitcher, who isn't talked about on national radio shows, right?
I mean, that screams DePodesta.
Aiden Durdy.
Jesse
Minter.
You know what they are? They're this round's Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah.
Well, Durdy makes a level of sense because that defense in Seattle is humming. So
they're better than the Legion of Boom.
But
those guys won a Super Bowl, Jeff.
Right. So there's a party that wants to talk to the dude with the defense who's humming.
But their head coach is the defensive coordinator.
I know.
Right.
So that makes me wonder. You know who I think they're going to end up with as head coach? Right now. Don't hold me to it. Jim Schwartz. If they truly want to keep Jim around, and they truly think this team is not, if they think this, not that far away from competing, and they like the defense, why wouldn't you? Okay, bring in your young defensive coordinator to work under him. Bring in a young offensive coordinator to work under him, or keep Tommy Rees. Jim does it for 4 or 5 years. If it goes well, 3 years. And then you can promote from within again if you decide to do such a thing.
There's part of me that, as much as I like Jim Schwartz, that thinks if they do promote him,
wouldn't work.
It's for 1 or 2 years.
And that might be the case.
Because this team is nowhere near ready. Like, the defense is ready.
Yeah, I know.
You're telling me that they're going to rebuild the entire offensive line, they're going to rebuild the wide receiver room, and find a quarterback all this offseason?
In one offseason.
No, this is a multi-offseason project. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Do you think they concentrate such efforts on...
And by the time they get the offense fixed, the defense will be broke, because those guys will be too old.
Mm-hmm. Could you rebuild the offensive line, the wide receivers, and the quarterback in one offseason?
Not likely.
Could you? Yeah.
Well, you can. They're going to, but the question isn't can you, it's is it going to be proficient enough to allow you to compete? And I think the answer to that is no.
See, neither one of the young quarterbacks here makes me think that they can compete with them next year and maybe get a playoff spot, turn it around like the Bears did.
I got a burger back with Nick Wilson going right now.
Does it involve Mac Jones?
No, it involves the Browns making the playoffs next season, and I said no way.
And Nick said yes.
He is.
He's thinking. He must be thinking Mac Jones or somebody.
He's feeling pretty good because he's got food on the line.
Ooh, must be.
And he has to openly admit that he was incorrect on something, which I love, Nick.
But. Let's wrap this thing up. Moment of the show, Cam. What do you have?
So he doesn't have it. I'll take care of it over
Dan
here.
Dan Menigan, moment of the show.
On this end.
What do you have?
I give it to Arthur Blank in this audio that you heard and what he said, because, boy, it was really, really smart.
Because I have authority doesn't mean I have the knowledge. So we can never confuse the two. And if you get a leader who's in that position, they get confused, they can really make some bad decisions.
That's the owner of the Atlanta Falcons. And again, the best quote I've heard in years. Because I have authority does not mean I have knowledge. Why Are We Smarter? After 4 hours of Baskin and Phelps, as if that's not reason enough. Brought to us by QC Kinetics, the leader in regenerative medicine. If you're in pain, give QC Kinetics a call. 216-770-5488. Dan Menigan.
Smarter today, courtesy of Joe Shad. He was awesome with us, giving us his thoughts on Mike McDaniel and what fans could look to if they decide to go that direction. 92thefan.com, of course, wherever you get your podcast. Also, social media mentions powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Interviews also on YouTube. I'm smarter because Joe Shad told me every reason why I didn't want Mike McDaniel to get this job anyway.
And he just reaffirmed it. He did hammer him home, didn't he?
Yeah, don't beat good teams. Don't win on the road. Don't win in the cold. Second half adjustments aren't that great. Questions about leadership, discipline, accountability. Well, if that doesn't sound like a Cleveland Browns head coach, I don't know who does.
You're such a wiseacre. Can I spin that for you?
I speaketh the truth.
Can I spin
Jeffrey.
This for you? I'm smarter because Joe Shad telling us he's convinced that Mike McDaniel will be a better head coach the second time around.
Well, I don't know that he could be worse.
Well, you made the playoffs twice in 4 years.
So did Kevin Stefanski.
Exactly. And you thought Kevin was pretty good.
Till he didn't have any quarterbacks.
or healthy linemen.
Or receivers.
Or wide receivers. Jonathan Peterlin is smirking in the hallway. That means he's been well-fed and well-prepped. He's ready to roll. I'm guessing Nick's around somewhere. So get ready. Afternoon drive up next. Daryl, thank you, bud. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Do it again soon.
Dano, thank you very much. Tons of great stuff in our show today. And again, if you missed it, go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app. I'm Jeff Phelps. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.